I was reading some background information to prepare for our conversation today, and I learned that the U.S. federal government's very first infrastructure project was not a road or a pipeline. It was the Cape Henry Lighthouse, built on the coast of Virginia in 1789. Can you talk a little about how the whole picture of infrastructure in America has evolved or has changed since that time? Maybe give us just a little historical perspective.
Yes, I believe as the nation has grown, the need for infrastructure development has grown with it. Initially, like you said, it could have started with some lighthouse, right? And maybe it was focused more on roads and canals, things to connect the vast territory from point A to point B and be able to move goods and people around. But as the nation has evolved, the infrastructure needs have evolved with it. So now it's not only roads, canals, or railways, but also the electric grid, maybe telecommunications, water supply, sanitation, ports, airports. So the economic development of the nation and the growth of its infrastructure go hand in hand. So transportation, power, water, among others, are all public goods and needed to ensure that the basic needs of all citizens are being met. Moreover, nowadays, we have added challenges, right? We have a changing climate conditions, which create the need for resiliency against droughts, floods, fires, extreme heat, you name it. There's a lot of things out there, natural disasters. So all those factors have changed what are the needs for infrastructure as a nation.